Lost and found, lost and found, the fog clung to Kaelvarn's boots as he stepped off the ashen road, his eyes scanning the crumbling facade of the old watchtower. Thornkey's crumbling stones seemed to whisper secrets to the wind, but Kael knew their value lay not in whispers, but in silences. A lone figure, hood up and face obscured, emerged from the darkness within. "Kaelvarn," they said, voice low, without greeting or question. "Curator Ilara," he replied, matching her tone. The Nightforge had assigned him to this forgotten corner of Everia for a purpose, one he'd yet to discern. Ilara led Kael through winding corridors, the air thick with dust and memories. Stained glass windows cast kaleidoscopic patterns on the floor, a testament to long-forgotten rituals. They reached a door hidden behind a tapestry, its surface inscribed with Thalos's sigil. "What lies within?" Kael asked, his hand instinctively going to the hilt of his blade. "A memory," Ilara said. "One we thought lost. The queen herself requested it be recovered." She produced a small key, its metal worn smooth by time and handling. "This opens more than just the door." The mechanism creaked as Kael turned the key. A hiss escaped, like held breath released, and a section of the wall slid open. Beyond lay a chamber filled with ancient artifacts, each piece etched with memories. A faint hum resonated within the air as Kael touched a delicate glass vial. The memory it contained burst forth, a field at sunset, laughter and music drifting on the breeze. He recalled a woman's hand on his own, warm and sure, a love he'd thought extinguished by time. The recall seared his mind, drawing tears he wouldn't permit himself to shed in public. "The price," Ilara reminded him gently. Kael withdrew, closing the door behind him. In the chamber's silence, memories swirled like a storm waiting to unleash its full fury. The weight of what he'd found threatened to crush him, forcing him into the narrow space where loyalty and duty battled with his own desires. He walked back to the ashen road under stars that seemed duller now, memories he thought lost rediscovered in their wake. The Nightforge had entrusted him to maintain balance in Everia, but at what cost to himself? The darkness outside had given way to the hazy promise of dawn when Kael returned to the Nightforge's citadel, his footsteps echoing through its corridors. He was greeted by a figure cloaked in shadows, standing before the cold hearth of the Grand Hall. "Kaelvarn," they said as he approached. The voice was like a whispered prayer, soft but urgent. "The queen awaits." He followed the hooded figure to the throne room, where Ilara and several other robed figures stood at attention around the monarch's seat. The queen herself sat upright, her eyes sunken with concern. "Kael," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "You have recovered the memory?" Kael nodded, his hand still cradling the vial as if it held more than just recollections. He couldn't shake the feeling that he'd been handed a heavy burden, one he wasn't certain he could bear. "It's complicated," he began, but the queen cut him off with a wave of her hand. "Tell me only this, did you find what I sought?" Kael hesitated, unsure how to frame his experience. "I found memories, your majesty. Memories I thought lost. They're intact." The queen's gaze lingered on his face, as if searching for something hidden within the lines of his features. "Then we have our answer," she said, her voice heavy with a weight he couldn't comprehend. In the silence that followed, Kael felt the air thicken around him. He sensed a transaction had taken place, one he wasn't privy to. The figures in the room shifted, their movements fluid and practiced, as if they were pawns in a game whose purpose he was only beginning to grasp. With a sense of detachment, Kael handed the vial over to Ilara, who accepted it with a nod. "I'll return this to its resting place," she said, tucking it into her robes. The queen's gaze never left his face as Ilara departed, her footsteps echoing through the throne room. "Kaelvarn," she said again, her voice a gentle breeze on a summer's day, "you have served the Nightforge well. This memory is a valuable find." He sensed no triumph in her words, only a calculation he couldn't quite grasp. "What does it mean?" Kael asked, taking a step forward. The queen's hands rested on the arms of her throne, her fingers drumming a slow rhythm. "It means," she said, "that our understanding of the past has been corrected. The events we thought had transpired in the Shadow Wars may have unfolded differently than we believed." A faint hum still resonated within Kale's mind, memories still swirling like autumn leaves on an updraft. He recalled the feel of that woman's hand, the laughter and music drifting on the breeze. It was a life he'd never known he'd lived. "What does it mean for us?" he asked, his voice carrying over the silence. The queen's expression turned enigmatic. "It means, Kael Varn, that our enemies may be more formidable than we anticipated. We may have to reassess our alliances and strategies." Her gaze flickered to the figure cloaked in shadows beside him. "Your handler will brief you on the details." Kael turned to the hooded figure, but they remained still as a statue. "I'd like to see the memory for myself," he said, though the request felt reckless. The queen's expression softened into a rare smile. "You already have, Kael Varn. You've lived it. The vial held only a recording, a shadow of what you experienced. But I suppose it's true, the heart remembers what it needs to." The hooded figure stepped aside, allowing Kael to precede them through a narrow corridor that seemed to wind deeper into the citadel's heart. The air grew thick with the scent of old parchment and forgotten knowledge. They arrived at a small chamber, its walls lined with shelves of dusty tomes and peculiar instruments. "The queen's handler," the hooded figure said without identifying themselves, "will brief you on the implications of the recovered memory." A figure emerged from the shadows, their face deathly pale, eyes sunken into dark wells. They wore a pin of Thalos's sigil on their lapel, a mark that seemed to burn with an inner fire. "Kael Varn," the handler said, voice dripping with a measured calm. "The recovery of this memory sheds new light on our understanding of the Shadow Wars. It appears we were mistaken in our assumption that the wars were fought solely for control of trade routes and resources." Their words dripped with an unspoken weight, as if they conveyed a burden too heavy to be spoken aloud. "We believed," the handler continued, "that the Shadow Empire's collapse was a result of their own internal strife. However, this memory suggests other factors were at play. Kael Varn, you've seen with your own eyes what we thought was mere myth, that the war had another purpose altogether." Kael's mind reeled as he tried to grasp the implications. The field of memories swirled within him, his thoughts stumbling over the fragments of a life he'd never known. "What other purpose?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. The handler's gaze flickered towards the hooded figure beside them before returning to Kael. "We believed we were fighting against the Empire's tyranny. But it appears the war was fought for something else entirely." Their words hung in the air like the scent of smoke from a distant fire. "Your mission, Kael Varn," the handler continued, their voice low and measured, "is to uncover the truth behind this new information. You will travel to the last known location of the Shadow Empire's remnants to gather evidence and speak with those who lived through the war." As the handler spoke, the memories within Kael grew more turbulent, his heart pounding in time with the rhythm of drums from a forgotten past. He recalled a life he'd never known, one full of joy and laughter, but also of loss and sacrifice. The weight of it threatened to consume him, as if he carried the burden of an entire war on his shoulders. The handler's words cut through his reverie, their voice like a cold blade. "You will leave immediately, Kael Varn. Your handler will accompany you." As Kael followed the handler through the winding corridors of the citadel, he couldn't shake the feeling that he was walking into a trap. The memories still swirled within him, making his head spin with the weight of what he'd uncovered. He recalled the name of the woman who'd laughed and danced with him in the moonlight area and wondered if she was still alive. The handler led him to a small antechamber deep in the citadel's depths, where a figure waited with a satchel slung over their shoulder. "This is Elwyn," the handler said, a hint of dismissal in their voice. "She'll escort you to the border and ensure your safe passage." Kael nodded, taking in Elwyn's rugged features and the way her eyes narrowed as she regarded him. She handed him a small pouch containing a set of documents and a map, which he tucked into his belt without looking at them. "We'll need to move quickly," Elwyn said, shouldering her pack. The Queen's orders were clear. "We have to gather evidence of the war's true purpose before our enemies do." As they made their way through the Citadel's gates and out into the city beyond, Kael couldn't help but feel that he was being pulled back into a world he'd thought he'd left behind. The memories lingered within him, refusing to be silenced, and he knew that he had to uncover the truth about his past and the war if he wanted to have any chance of redemption. The streets were dimly lit as they made their way through the winding alleys of the city, the only sound the soft murmur of conversations and the clinking of dishes from the nearby taverns. Elwyn moved with a quiet efficiency, leading Kael through the shadows towards the city's northern gate. As they emerged into the open fields beyond the walls, the landscape unfolded before them like an unfurled canvas. Rolling hills and dark forests stretched out as far as the eye could see. "We'll make for Ravenger," Elwyn said, her voice low and steady. "It's the last known stronghold of the Shadow Empire's remnants. If anyone there knows what we're looking for, it'll be them." As they traversed the rolling hills, Kael's mind continued to reel from the revelations of the past few hours. The memory of Aria lingered, her laughter echoing through his mind like a melody he couldn't shake. He felt an ache within him, a sense of disconnection from the life he'd built for himself in the Order. Elwyn's voice snapped him back to reality, her words piercing the fog of memories. "We'll reach Ravenger by nightfall," she said, her eyes scanning the horizon as if searching for potential threats. "You should be prepared for what we might find there." Her gaze drifted back to Kael, a hint of wariness in her expression. "You're still reeling from the memories, aren't you?" Kael nodded, the words barely escaping his lips. The rush of images still swirled within him, each one fragmenting and reforming into new patterns like shifting sands. He couldn't grasp them, only feel their weight bearing down on him. Elwyn's expression softened, her voice taking on a measured tone. "It's normal, Kael. It'll take time to process." She paused, glancing around the landscape with a practiced air of vigilance. "We should move." As they continued on, the silence between them grew, punctuated only by the rhythmic beat of hooves on stone and the distant call of a bird in flight. The sun dipped lower in the sky, casting long shadows across the hills. Ravenger loomed ahead, its spires rising like skeletal fingers from the earth. As they approached the stronghold, Kael noticed a change in Elwyn's posture, her shoulders squared as if preparing for an assault. He followed her gaze to the town gates, where a figure stood watching them tall and imposing, with an air of quiet confidence. The figure's eyes locked onto Kael, and he felt a jolt of recognition, though from where or why, he couldn't quite place. "Welcome to Ravenger," Elwyn said, her voice dripping with a mix of warning and resignation. "Your reputation precedes you, Kael Varn." The figure's gaze lingered on Kael, its intensity making his skin prickle with unease. Elwyn's hand rested on the hilt of her sword, a gentle warning to him that this was more than a simple welcome. Kael's fingers instinctively went to the thorn key at his throat, a habit he'd long abandoned but still clung to like a comforting talisman. The weight of memories swirled within him, their turbulent edges threatening to burst free as he met the stranger's gaze. As they approached, the stranger stepped forward, its features sharp and chiseled in the fading light. Kael felt a spark of recognition, though the name and context eluded him. "Kael Varn," the stranger said, its voice low and measured, "I am Cassius Rall, Master of Ravenger's Archives." The title hung like an anathema, a reminder that the man before him wielded secrets and knowledge. Kael felt a shiver run down his spine as Cassius turned to Elwyn, their eyes locking in a silent understanding. "Your handler here has told me about your mission," Cassius said, his tone dripping with skepticism. "I'm afraid we've received visitors from the Queen's Court before, and I'm not convinced of our mutual interests." His gaze narrowed on Kael, as if searching for hidden truths or ulterior motives. "Still, we'll grant you an audience, Master Varn." but be warned, our records are sparse, and what we do have is complicated. Elwyn's grip on the hilt of her sword tightened, a warning to Kale to tread carefully. He felt the weight of memories shifting within him, their turmoil rising as if sensing his trepidation. Cassius turned, beckoning them towards the stronghold's gates with an air of quiet confidence. Come, he said, let us discuss the matter further. As they followed Cassius into Ravenger, Kale's mind reeled from the implications of his mission. The memory of Aria lingered, her laughter a bittersweet reminder of what he'd lost. He felt the sting of failure, the weight of secrets kept and lies told, as they navigated the narrow streets towards the stronghold's heart. Elwyn's presence was a steady counterpoint to his turmoil, a reminder that in this world of shadows and half-truths, some bonds remained unbreakable. Within the stronghold's walls, Cassius led them through winding corridors and musty chambers, each step revealing new secrets and silences. Kale's memories continued to swirl within him, their tumultuous edges sharpening with every step towards the archives. The air thickened with an almost palpable tension as they reached a door guarded by two imposing figures, their faces etched in solemn lines. The archives are not for the faint of heart, Cassius said, his voice low and measured. We will show you what we have, but be warned, our records speak in riddles, and the truth is often hidden in plain sight. His eyes locked onto Kale's, a glint of challenge sparking within their depths. Are you prepared to face what lies within? Kale's fingers tightened around the thorn key, a reflexive gesture of trepidation as Cassius led them into the archives. The air within was heavy with the scent of aged parchment and dust, the flickering torches casting eerie shadows on the walls. Elwyn stood at his side, her eyes scanning the room with a practiced air of caution. Cassius moved ahead, his footsteps echoing through the chamber as he navigated the narrow aisles between shelves stacked haphazardly with ancient tomes. The Master of Archives stopped before a large, ornate cabinet, its surface etched with intricate runes that seemed to shimmer in the dim light. This is where our records are kept, Cassius said, his voice low and measured. The memories of our people bound within pages that hold more than words. He reached out, running a finger along the edge of the cabinet as if tracing a hidden pattern. What you seek, Kaelvarn, lies within these walls. But first, you must understand the context. Elwyn's hand rested on his arm, a gentle warning to remain focused. Cassius's eyes met Kale's, their depths piercing like cold steel. The Shadow Empire's records are complicated, he said, choosing each word with care. We've pieced together fragments of history from scattered sources, trying to rebuild the narrative of our past. His gaze drifted to Elwyn, a silent understanding passing between them. Your handler has shared some information, but I'm sure you understand that there's more to the story. Cassius reached out, his hand closing around a small key hidden within the cabinet's carvings. He produced it with a flourish, its metal glinting in the torchlight. This key will grant you access to our most sensitive records, he said, his eyes locked on Kale. But be warned, the memories contained here are not for the faint of heart. The air seemed to vibrate with tension as Cassius slid the key into a hidden lock, the mechanism clicking open with a soft hiss. A section of the cabinet swung outward, revealing a narrow passageway that led deeper into the archives. Kale felt his mind reel at the prospect of delving into the heart of Ravenger's secrets. Elwyn's hand on his arm tightened, her fingers interlocking with his as if offering a lifeline to anchor him in the swirling maelstrom of memories. Cassius watched them both with an unnerving intensity, his eyes like dark pools waiting to draw them in. Come, he said, his voice low and measured. Let us begin your journey into the past. As they stepped into the narrow passageway, the air grew thick with the scent of aged dust and parchment. Kale's mind reeled from the secrets hidden within these walls, his fingers instinctively going to the thorn key at his throat. Elwyn's hand on his arm remained a steady anchor, her eyes scanning the passageway ahead with a practiced caution. Cassius led the way, his footsteps echoing off the cold stone as they navigated the winding path. The passage opened into a small chamber, its walls lined with shelves that seemed to stretch up to the vaulted ceiling. Tomes of every shape and size crowded the shelves, their covers embossed with symbols that shimmered in the flickering torchlight. Kale's gaze roved over the shelves, his memories stirring within him like a restless beast. He felt the weight of centuries upon his shoulders, the accumulated knowledge of Ravenger's people bearing down upon him. Cassius stopped before a shelf near the far end of the room, running his fingers along the spines of the tomes as if searching for something specific. "Our records are disjointed," he said, his voice low and measured. "Scattered and incomplete, pieced together from various sources." He pulled out a small, leather-bound book, its cover cracked with age. "This is one of our most valuable holdings, the Journal of a Raven who lived during the Shadow Empire's height." Kale took the book, his fingers closing around it like a lifeline. The cover felt warm to the touch, as if infused with the memories of the person who'd written within its pages. Elwyn leaned in close, her eyes scanning the title etched into the cover, "The Ravens of Illyria, A Chronicle of Shadows." Cassius watched them both with an intensity that made Kale's skin prickle, his mind racing with the implications of what they might discover. As they began to read, the journal's words spilled out in a tide of memories of battles fought and lost, of cities burning and empires crumbling. Kale felt the weight of Ravenger's history settle upon him, its accumulated grief and pain seeping into his bones. He stumbled over sentences, the memories within him surging forward like a tide. Elwyn's hand on his arm tightened, her fingers pressing hard as if anchoring him to the present. "What does it mean?" Kale asked, his voice barely above a whisper as he gazed up at Cassius. "Why did they call themselves ravens?" The Master of Archives met his gaze with an unreadable expression, his eyes like dark pools reflecting the turmoil within Kale's own mind.